The Triumph of Love, written by Barbara Cartland, narrated by Anthony Wren. Chapter 1, 1853. You will do just as I tell you. This man is a good match, and you should thank heaven on your knees for him.
Well, I don't. I will not marry a man I have never met. If he is anything like his father, he will be repulsive. I will not marry him, and that's final.
Don't you dare speak to me like that, my girl. I am your father, and you owe me respect, so don't forget it.
You are not my father. You are my stepfather. Papa was a good, kind man, who would never have tried to force me into marriage with a man merely because he was rich. In the drawing-room of Gardiner Manor, a man and a young girl faced each other, both furiously angry. John Gardiner was in his 50s. Blunt, red-faced, and brutal. His stepdaughter, Lady Selina Napier, was just 19, elegant, slender, and fragile in build, but strong in spirit. She faced this menacing man with her head held high. She disliked him intensely. In fact, she had always disliked him, ever since the day he had married her mother, the widowed Countess Napier. It seemed to her that he had brought an evil spirit into the house. In sharp contrast, Selina's parents had been blissfully happy. Her father, the Earl, would have so liked a son to inherit his name and title, and they would both have loved a little more money. They had so little that they were forced to abandon his ancestral home and live in a modest house on the estate. But none of this could really spoil their happiness, because they loved each other so deeply. Selina had only been 15 when disaster struck. Her father had fallen whilst out hunting, and his horse had rolled on him, crushing him. He sadly had lived only a week. The tragedy had shattered her mother. For a year she was miserable. Sometimes she would wander through the house looking distracted, as if, by a miracle, she would find the man she loved. And then, after a year, she suddenly announced that she intended to marry again. Her choice was John Gardiner, a shipbuilder with a large amount of money. He gave her many expensive gifts and showered presents on Selina too, which the child received with a forced, hostile politeness. She distrusted him from the first moment and continued to watch him with wary eyes. The marriage took place quickly and secretly, as if her mother was too ashamed for her friends and family to know about it. As well she might be, Selina thought. Before she married Lord Napier, she had been Lady Edwina Franklin. Now she became Lady Edwina Gardiner, something that nobody could overlook, as her new husband always introduced her by that title and never referred to her as anything but Lady Edwina. And he always referred to his stepdaughter as Lady Selina Napier. Lacking a title himself, he allowed no one to forget that he had acquired two titled ladies by marriage. He's such a snob, she told herself. He married Mama just to advance himself socially. He has no breeding, only money. He throws it around trying to impress the world and only makes people despise him. He had taken them out of their little house and into the vast, grandiose mansion he had purchased and renamed Gardiner Manor, to the amusement, Selina was convinced, of all his well-born neighbours. It was far too large for the three of them, and needed an army of staff for the 60 rooms and extensive gardens. But it lived up to what John Gardiner felt was his dignity. "A fit setting for a countess," he had often carolled, ignoring the fact that his wife was no longer a countess. He surrounded them with every material luxury, which Selina realized her mother really enjoyed,